The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Second level teaching unions have been warned that teachers could lose up to 5% of pay due under public service deals if they fail to cooperate with Leaving Cert reforms, a package which both unions are due to ballot their members on pretty soon. I'm joined on the line now by Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the ASTI. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, let's talk about this. This is not about existing pay that might drop. It's about future pay increases that might not be given.
Well, it's a little bit more complex than that, Pat. The current public sector agreement already has a provision in it that teachers would cooperate with Leaving Cert redevelopment. So there's nothing new in that. What is at issue here is an additional 3% that is in relation to productivity associated with senior cycle redevelopment reform. And it's a local bargaining clause within the agreement. So it sounds a little bit complicated, but in actual fact, you know, your headline there, that it was always the case that if we don't cooperate with senior cycle redevelopment, we would run the risk of running foul of the provisions of the agreement and not receiving payments.
So what is there to ballot on then, if it's already there?
Well, what we're balloting on is that we called for a pause last November to the process because we felt it has all been very rushed and very, you know, in the interest of teachers and students, indeed, that the whole thing was being rushed. And our minister, unfortunately, after deliberating for quite a period of time, has been unwilling to postpone. But what she has done is she has proposed together with her officials a range of implementation support measures to assist in terms of a variety of issues in bringing the proposal forward. And that's what we're balloting on, together with our colleagues in our TUI colleagues.
Maybe you'd outline, you've got the package now, so you know what she intends. Would you outline to our listeners, please, what teachers are being asked to do and what is rushed or flawed about it?
Well, in terms of the actual proposal itself, you know, we've been arguing that teachers have been inadequately trained. We've been arguing that the various syllabi of the various subjects are being rushed out and that they would require more time and consideration and you would end up with a much better quality of document and proposal in that regard as well. You know, we were disappointed that the minister didn't pause the thing and allow for a more calm, measured. Because just to remind your listeners, the original proposal by Minister Foley was a schedule that was slower and more carefully considered. And then she came forward at a later period of time and she, it was her word, not ours, and accelerated implementation. And arising from the acceleration, quite a number of problems have been heaped one upon the other in a system that's already creaking with initiative overload.
Initiative overload. In other words, too much change too fast and not enough time to prepare for it. Now, all of this comes about because of changes in syllabi. 40% of the Leaving Cert value will be project work or practicals, isn't that so? That's the idea.
That's correct. A minimum of 40% would be for additional assessment components in every subject. And we have been of the view that that's perfectly sensible and even in excess of that, it's perfectly sensible in some subjects. But, of course, not all subjects are the same. And, for instance, the science community, and it's not just ASTI that have been saying it, but many in academia believe that for their subject, 40% is too much. And, indeed, also, you know, maths is a few years down the line in terms of implementation, but mathematicians are scratching their head as to what you might do by way of an additional assessment component in that subject. But that's all to be thrashed out in the time to come.
Yeah. I mean, one of the problems is that they decided on this change before it was there in the background, but the revolution in AI hadn't quite happened. It has happened now. So in a sense, we may have to go back to the future. We may have to go, you know, start dropping this project work, which can be so assisted for those who are well endowed by AI, and those who don't have access to high quality AI will be disadvantaged.
Yeah, and of course, artificial intelligence is a major concern to teachers, and not only in terms of the assessment aspect of it, but also in relation to teaching and learning and all the rest of it. But the proposals do provide for the setting up of a task force to examine artificial intelligence in teaching, learning and assessment relevant to senior cycle. So that's one of the positives that's within the package the minister's proposing.
Okay, so they're going to review it, but they're going to implement this stuff. So you get an essay in and it's been tidied up by AI. What's a teacher to do?
Well, again, these are the concerns that teachers are having, and certainly teachers will need to be supported. And, you know, the task force will have to look at practical things that can be done to assist teachers in dealing with this whole new phenomenon that we're all grappling with.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether or not, you know, the whole idea was that the Leaving Cert is such a stressful exam that we tried to make it easier by knocking out about 40% or more of the project work, which can be done well in advance of those torrid weeks in June. So therefore, less stress on the students. They know they've already achieved certain benchmarks in their projects. So therefore, it's not as stressful. But the truth of it is, if AI is coming in and a lot of the work is being done by a machine instead of by a pupil, we may have to go back to that high-stressed exam situation to deem it fair.
Well, look, those are you've almost put my argument for me there, Pat, in many ways, in that these are the points that we've been making. And among the reasons we are disappointed with the minister's unwillingness to postpone and take stock is that the very fundamental question at the heart of what you've just put to me needs to be addressed, and it hasn't been.
And the question of, you know, we're always talking about the snowflake generation, that, you know, there's little enough resilience there. Now, I know that young people have tremendous challenges. They have resilience tests in their personal and private lives with social media and so on. They don't necessarily need exams to build resilience. But there is something about the exam system that does mimic the challenges that students face in life, with deadlines, with you know, benchmarks that have to be achieved in the workplace and so on and so forth. If you make it kind of too much of a stroll through the last couple of years at school, it may not mimic life and may not prepare them well enough.
Yeah, well, we look at, to be honest, I've been around teaching and teachers for decades now, and I've never really bought into the snowflake analogy at all, quite frankly, Pat. But to tell you the truth, you know, we in the STI have always supported the idea of additional assessment components within subjects, and I taught subjects myself which contained additional assessment components for decades. So we think that additional assessment components bring a lot to the table in terms of widening the educational experience. But that said, of course, there are concerns in relation to this whole area of AI and the enhanced opportunity that people would have to do cheating. And we're watching very carefully, for instance, our colleagues in third level grappling with this in the last number of years, and both nationally and abroad. Many of them are going back to the old style, of necessity, going back to the old style approach to assessment.
Yeah, because, and in college as well, if people are doing higher degrees, for example, and they have a thesis that might have been written by AI, but they have to defend that in person to a panel, and that really will sort out those who are trying to game the system. But you don't have that in Leaving Cert, obviously.
Obviously not, nor would it be appropriate at the sort of age level that we're dealing with and the level of experience. There are challenging times ahead. But as I say, perhaps the workforce that is going to be set up in relation to artificial intelligence, teaching, learning and assessment under this package of measures, if it's implemented, if it's accepted and implemented, will do something to address that.
Now, you will be having a ballot on all of this. How soon?
We're having the ballot on it. ASTI members are having a ballot on this in the coming weeks. We're just setting it up at the moment. We just received the document late last week. And our members will, each and every one of them, get an opportunity to read it, consider it and pass their judgment.
And if they reject it, what then? Do you see this threat of losing these pay increments, which could total up to 5% at the end of the process? Do you see that as kind of a stick to beat teachers with?
Well, I wouldn't see it necessarily in those terms, because in the background, all of these measures and across all walks of life within the public service are framed within public sector agreements, and this one is no different.
I'll read you some of the texts that are coming in, Kieran. The Leaving Cert isn't that stressful. Don't know how former generations survived it. Maybe they should toughen up. You cannot gauge a student's level of ability and skill unless they're faced with an empty page and accompanied by what's in their heads. Anything else is wide open to cheating and fraud. Another one, as a teacher, I couldn't be bothered protesting because they'd plough ahead anyway. The problem is that these changes never work in schools because they are not designed by teachers on the ground, so to speak. They're invented in offices by people who are detached from the classroom. I already teach a subject with a lot of project work, and it's excruciating trying to pull it out of them every year. Exams are much easier on the teacher. What about abolishing compulsory subjects at senior cycle? Why does an applicant need ordinary level maths to study German or French or Irish at university level? That's from Hugh. On the last point, I'd say, you know, mathematics is something, a skill that everyone should have. Whether you need it in college, you're going to need it when you have to do calculations about what your carpet is going to cost you when you measure the room. Do you know what I mean? Simple stuff. Anyway, Kieran, look, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll follow the process of that voting, both for yourselves and the TUI, over the coming weeks. That's Kieran Christie, the General Secretary of the ASTI.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.